Right now, Delta and Omicron are twin threats that are driving up cases to record numbers, which again is leading to spikes in hospitalizations and deaths. I'm highly concerned that Omicron, being more transmissible, circulating at the same time as Delta, is leading to a tsunami of cases. Vaccine supply, for now at least, is improving, although the emphasis on boosters in rich countries could cause low-income countries to go short again. I call on leaders of rich countries and manufacturers to learn the lessons of Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, and now Omicron, and work together to reach the 70% vaccination coverage.
Most people will incubate and show symptoms or be positive within that first 6 days or so. But there's the chances then of being positive after that and transmitting, their chances of transmitting the disease after that are lower. It is then for governments to make that judgment call of when to allow people out of a quarantine situation with extra testing. We've been saying this for a very long time, the acute phase of the pandemic that's been associated with the tragedy of deaths and hospitalizations, that can end in 2022. The virus itself is very unlikely to go away completely and will probably settle down into a pattern of transmission low level, causing occasional outbreaks in under-vaccinated populations. And we hope that that is the end game here.
We don't want people to be complacent, saying this is not severe, this is mild. And we have to be very careful in that narrative, because what we see also the other side is more hospitalizations are also seen in some countries and more deaths.